Howdy, friends. Greg Milby here, and this is the 104th episode of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast, where three mildly entertaining and oddly funny guys try to convince our stone-hearted country music-hating friend Kenny to soften his alligator-tough skin and allow the warm love of country music to enter him.
Get in, Bean David Hasselhoff.
Just for you. And we do it by reciting the elegant lyrics of great country songs like poetry. This time around, we hit Kenny with Doug Stone's early 90s hit, A Jukebox with a Country Song. Hang on, here comes episode 104 of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast. Roll call. Dr. Chuckles, Joe Bennett.
I need a jukebox with a country podcast.
Captain Poetry, Eric Clemens.
I mean, what else is a car supposed to say to its driver?
Me a little bit to think on that. And not a fan, Kenny Rambo.
Kenny?
Hello?
Kenny?
Did somebody kill Kenny?
We killed Kenny.
Those maybe. Jerks. Old South Park reference.
Kenny? I'm staring at his chair. His microphone.
Here, I got it. Kenny, say something if you hate country music.
Well, I think we've done.
Oh, is it four maybe over? Turning? Yeah. Wow.
So Kenny supposedly is en route to the podcast, so we decided to start without him because
he's in traffic.
We could fill in gaps, right?
Yeah, sure.
Even though this whole podcast is built around convincing him to like country music.
Well, maybe that's what the new twist needs to be, since we've went 103 times and have not got one inch closer to him loving country music. Maybe if we were to answer things without him here, we could be done with this faster.
We could sign him up for so many things. Like, I've been thinking we need to have a Lyrics and Laughs committee. And, you know, someone has to bring snacks every time. So don't say anything if you want to bring snacks. I don't want to do that.
I'm out.
Yeah. Greg?
I've graduated from that. You both have kids that do the youth things that would require snacks.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Kenny, you care to bring the snacks?
Oh, okay. I'll bring them. I'll bring snacks anytime you want. You guys want some Run DMC pudding pops?
Speaking of snacks. Oh, that, ooh. My friends, Greg Milby is treating us today with cans of Yoo-Hoo.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I am only the finest for this crew.
Well, yes. Because in the office, there's beverages. You know, hey, let us know what beverage you would like us to order from the store, and we'll stock it in the fridge. So I guess it's been, 3 years ago now? I requested Yoo-Hoos, and they obliged, except for the grocery store did not have the cans or the bottles. They only had the little snack versions, the little bitty cartons. And so there was some comical photos made of Joe and I drinking those Yoo-Hoos, and now the new company rule is we can only order those.
Just, at the office.
It would just look like a elementary school cafeteria table in the office.
You've never had a Yoo-Hoo?
I honestly don't think I've ever drank a Yoo-Hoo, no.
Okay, would you like to take a sip?
It is just like chocolate milk.
It's a chocolate drink.
And for the record, I know there's no camera in here. We need to work on that. We just got new microphones, so we've blown the budget. But
we can make cameras.
Get a camera in here so that you can see what's going on. But just for the record, I'd like to point out that Greg has a Yoo-Hoo and a Pepsi. And a coffee. And Joe has some sort of drink in a bottle and a Yoo-Hoo. And Eric's sitting here with nothing. But thank you, Joe.
I remember that. And you can have that Pepsi. That's like 3 days old.
It's not bad. You know,
it's a chocolate drink, not a chocolate milk.
It's chocolate milk is probably what I'm trying to think of. No, there's something that I've had, like cocoa powder, or like one of those brownies that is like, it's made with, has the cocoa topping or whatever. It has a very strong aftertaste of those desserts. That's delicious.
Yeah.
I went high in the parental list with my kids when I brought a whole case, you know, from the big warehouse store home.
Really?
Oh, they love them. They love them.
Well, is this a proper drink to have in place of milk if you were going to eat like, you know, have a donut or have Oreos something.
Well, I mean,
it is
a good source of vitamins. That's what it says on the can.
So it is as good as it's. Does any part of this come from a cow?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm going to go with no.
Just, they take some leather and then... Yeah. It's actually...
It's like bourbon. They put a stay of leather in the Yoo-hoo can.
I'm going to go with no. If they had to put a good source of vitamins on there, I'm going to go with no. But it's a good drink.
Bottle is what my brother and I, that's what we would get. I remember when he got his license, he's older than I am. And so we would go and get Yoo-hoos, shake those suckers up. Oh, tons of Yoo-hoo bottles in the floorboard.
Oh, you're living life.
And let's stick with that for a second. Cause I've had this in the back of my head for years. We have a recycling problem, right? Most people don't recycle. I will admit that I'm not a great recycler. We have aluminum cans. We have these plastic bottles. They're all floating in the ocean. What if we just strictly went back to glass? Glass is just made from sand, right? You can melt it back down. You can recycle it. I mean, other than you're walking around the pool and you're breaking some glass and getting stuck in your foot. I mean, you don't hear about sea turtles choking on glass bottles in the ocean. They're not going to float.
Like, I guess they could.
Is this something?
Could they get their heads stuck in the bottle?
But I mean, they could get their head stuck in a can or in a plastic
bottle.
We could
get some of our
bottle.
Money back too. Remember, you used to could return those things.
And I think you could bring that back because I mean, I think they can be cleaned. I don't know, but even if you just broke them and melted them down and made more glass,
Someone served a glass bottle in a Coke recently. I don't remember where I was. And
Mexican restaurant next door. Next to the office has them.
Yeah, but I don't know where I was. Where was I doing? Anyways, I was going to return it because it was at my uncle's house for Christmas. That's what it was. And I was like, do I throw this away? What do I do? And it said non-returnable on the bottom. Huh. So,
like Michigan, I go to Michigan often. I'll be there next week for work. They charge, as I think a handful of states do now, every time if you buy a 12-pack of cans, you pay an extra $1.20. And you get that $1.20 back when you take those cans to the recycling center.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be all right with that.
I mean, and that's why they, you have to show a driver's license. People in Indiana would... collect all their cans and drive them across the border and try to turn them in for 10 cents each. Way more than the cost of aluminum.
Sorry, Indiana people.
I'm reading about Yoo-hoo, by the way. Mm-hmm. Yogi Berra, the famous New York Yankee, he was featured in the advertising in the 60s. And apparently, Pope John Paul II liked Yoo-hoo. And a Vatican spokesperson mentioned that the Pope wanted a couple of cases of that American chocolate drink he likes on board his plane.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think there's our effort for sponsorship.
We get the Pope. We want the Pope to sponsor us?
No, that's a close second. I would go with Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo. Okay, I'm
Lyrics and Laughs presented by Yoo-hoo. That has clout.
That sounds legit.
Why stop at Lyrics and Laughs? We got the Eric and Joe show. Maybe they give us a little show. Give 270 money. Hey. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, this video series you guys are doing, why am I not included in some of these filmings of this video series?
What do you mean?
Your dollar bet thing.
We would love to have you.
Well,
come
you've
anytime.
Already done the one where you raced a car. How long have we been talking about racing
that.
A car? Yeah,
we're doing that again. That's going to be like a monthly event. That was so much fun. We're going to do that numerous times. And we talked about this the other day. The Le Mans race, Lemons, 24 Hours of Lemons. We're going to put together a Lyrics and Laughs team.
Yeah.
Maybe next year and do it. I haven't told you all this. I've been working behind the scenes trying to find, and I think I've established the person because we have to have, an actual safety racing seat. You have to have a 5-point harness. You have to have a roll cage in the car. All that has to be welded together and everything. I think I found the person that can do it.
Good.
By the way. If we're really going to do this, we do it.
I'm in.
You still have the thing. On the board?
The thing.
Yeah, because Kenny has arrived.
Oh, so what we were going to...
Oh, about time.
Oh, wow.
Traffic, nice. Huh? No, actually, this was a test. Because I figure if you guys can start these podcasts without me, you can finish them without me.
Oh, we had plans just in case.
Yeah, lots been covered so far. Okay. You are now in charge of bringing snacks.
Yeah.
Oh, we formed a committee.
Yeah. Wait a second. You two are only allowed to drink boxed Yoo-hoos.
Not in the office.
Is that why we record here?
Is now.
I'd also like to know, Kenny, that Greg has a coffee and a Yoo-hoo and a Pepsi.
That Pepsi's old and that's water.
And he's got a water and a Yoo-hoo.
That I brought myself.
And I don't have anything. Do you have
anything?
I
brought my water.
Do you have a Yoo-hoo waiting on you?
No. No Yoo-hoo at my seat. So
again, I did offer. You weren't here, Kenny.
Are we sponsored by Yoo-Hoo?
We should be.
Did I miss that
too? We've already talked about all this.
Oh, okay.
I want to be sponsored by Yoo-Hoo and Yahoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yahoo.
Is there any? Are there any more companies like that that end in that kind or that kind of who sound?
There's Woohoo.
Oh, the
Greek restaurant.
Yes. In town. Yeah. I want to be sponsored by Yoo-Hoo, Yahoo, and Woohoos.
Yeah.
Can we make that happen?
An official instrument would be
the
kazoo. Yeah.
So. I love gotta, this. That's got to be an easy lookup. What company names end in who? H-O-O. You could get sure Cindy Lou Who.
And who are the Wazoos? Mm. They're a university that refers them.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I used to have the hat.
Me? Yeah.
The Wazoos. Crap.
Why is that escaping me right now? All right.
Not Wichita State. You know that one.
Austin, Texas.
Washington State. Wazoo.
Yeah, we need that too.
Okay. So Wazoo, Yoo-Hoo,
Yahoo.
Yahoo, Woohoos.
Yeah,
we're all gonna, while we cover we're songs have to played with the kazoo.
And if we can find a, like some kind of train to sponsors and be choo-choo.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is going to be
preferably
great.
The Chattanooga one.
Yeah, we only accept these kind of sponsorships.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, as if we weren't handcuffed to begin with. Now, now we're putting ankle shacklets on.
So, Yoo-Hoo, if you're listening, and we all know you are, 10,000
just head over to yahoo.com and search lyrics and laughs.
Yeah, there you go.
We're well over 100,000.
Hey, I represent Amazon.com. We'd love to sponsor your podcast.
Get the heck out of here.
Can you change your name?
Maybe. Anyway,
Amazoo.com.
Amazoo.
If they would change it. Yeah. So today, a jukebox with a country song is our focal song for today that we will spend a little bit of time on. Kenny missed the intro too. I changed the intro up and everything.
Jukebox.
The least favorite
one. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Do jukebox actually play anything other than country music?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
rock.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, like,
I've never been on one of those.
All music, but yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So. They need new rap though, right? I don't remember.
I don't know. Okay. Apparently they play all music. I don't know. Right. I've only been around ones that play country though.
Oh, I used to play "Carry On Your Wayward Son."
Yeah,
Kansas. I liked that one.
We used to have we've talked about this before. We used to have a little restaurant in town called American Pie. And they served pizza. They had one of the first that I can remember drink dispensers where you could go get your own drink. They had a jukebox in there, and I would often play American Pie while we ate at American Pie.
Oh wow!
There was a club in Louisville. I think it was Colonial Gardens. They took Bohemian Rhapsody out of the jukebox.
So many people would play it.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Everyone's singing.
They would,
is this the real
They took it out of the jukebox.
Pizza
somebody
Hut
would always do
in
that.
In town. That's the jukebox I remember the most.
Pizza what?
Pizza Hut.
Oh, I don't remember one there.
I'd get my bucket button from school.
Oh yes.
My personal pan pizza.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember the music that would have played. And honestly, it was probably country, but there was a restaurant here in Hardin County. It was kind of between, I guess it would be, it was in Radcliffe, and it was called the Rail Splitter. And it was like just an old school cafe, but it was a spot where my grandfather and like his work crews would, that included my dad and uncle, would eat lunch. And so when I would go to work with my grandfather, we would be there and they had a jukebox and I'd always be hitting granddad up for quarters and and I was probably playing country at that time because, you know, I was.
So it's there. And it's there. We've just got to find it.
Yeah.
Deep within. Yeah. So. I mean, Eric had something deep within his brain.
I mean, again, it was probably only.
We can get there.
It was probably only Kenny Rogers and the Gambler.
It's a start.
It's okay.
So.
That's your gateway drug to the rest of country music.
That's it.
I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but my parents were divorced, and I remember going to. Some kind of restaurant or bar or something. My mom and her friend took me and my friend, her friend's son, and we would run around. And I remember just running around pool tables and we would play songs on the jukebox. And in particular, there was a Reba McEntire song called You Lie.
Oh.
And we would play that song. And then we would just run around the restaurant going, You Lie! You Lie! Just constant. So every time I hear that song, that's what I think of.
And that would ruin that song.
Yeah. Okay. I just ruined it for a lot of people. Sorry. That's what we do, right? That's what we do on this podcast.
I think that has kind of become part of the motto of what we do here at Lyrics and Laughs.
All right. So is it time to ruin the song?
Yeah. Jukebox with a country song. Doug Stone, our featured song this
week. I want to point out the hesitation there. Like, Greg felt almost obligated, like he needed to cover the song details as if I was going to care.
Well, it's just
there was that pause, like, well, hold on, didn't you want to? No, not really.
For those that are listening, we are on a time crunch today because some folks have things to do.
Oh, because we don't make a living recording this podcast? Weird.
Well, yeah. But if we could sign up Yoohoo and Yahoo and Juju or whatever it's called, we could maybe all just retire and podcast.
Okay. All right, Kenny, do you want to hit us with that magical phrase that starts everything out?
And now, a reading.
After 3 good years together, we had our first big fight. Okay, we can stop there. 3 years?
You lie! You lie!
Yeah. That bull crap. Bull crap. Is anyone not calling bull crap on that?
Oh, I'm calling bull crap.
3 years.
First good fight.
Yeah, it does say first big fight. So that could be...
Three years?
It does seem long.
I'm gonna call BS. I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I can agree with that. But just the big fight is what kind of at least gives it some...
I don't know. I say that, and then I think, well, heck, I'm with you clowns way more than I'm with my wife. And I don't know that we've all had a big fight yet. Ooh, maybe we could put that on the calendar.
Oh, there we go.
How many years have we been doing this podcast? Is this...
Kenny, you stabbed somebody.
I mean, because this is the dude, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. After three.
Let me put it this way, okay? He could be right. He could be right. But if she was writing this, no way.
Yeah.
Because in her opinion, they've had some big fights. Yeah. Yeah. That's my read on this.
Well, every married couple has disagreements when they first get married. Whether it's like in the Milby house, it was Jennifer leaving cabinet doors open.
And don't then get me, Joe, please don't get Joe started on
oh
that.
Oh my gosh.
But that wasn't a big fight.
Yeah.
Man, the way we're going to start messing with them at the office. Just
walk in and all the cats just are
constantly.
I don't care.
I guess it's a poltergeist. I don't know.
I'm okay.
I think we got a ghost.
Grew past that now.
Was it multiple cabinet doors? Because for Andrea, it is one cabinet that just she will forget to shut. It's just one.
No, it's all of them. And it apparently it's hereditary because both of the boys do it too. I mean, they'll leave any... Garrett leaves the dishwasher door open.
Okay. Yeah, that's a trip hazard. That drives me crazy.
I know it's a trip hazard.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
And I don't even think anyone in our family does that. Our dishwasher automatically opens itself after it's like Kit, the car. Does yours do this?
No.
After it's done drying, it automatically opens the door because
get out of me, clean dishes.
I guess it's part of the drying because it'll open and then there's like this fan going, so it'll dry it. But yeah,
no, mine does not.
It must be a new feature because
I have a brand. I have a brand new dishwasher. Well, mine does not.
We
do
just
that.
Put a dishwasher in the basement also because we finished our basement and didn't want to
let
to
there
the
never
upstairs.
Ever be grief for my lighted door handles again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait,
you guys have been giving me a hard time about these lighted door handles, and this guy's got a dishwasher that opens by itself. All right.
It doesn't empty itself. Yep. It just opens its own door. But my point
and
behind
that's cute
that was
of your defense.
You'll walk around the corner, same thing downstairs, and the dishwasher door's open and it catches me in my shins and it sucks. I actually probably do have a scrape because I do this. It's like I'll walk right around the corner and run right into it.
Meanwhile, Kelly's like, so empty it and close it.
So that's how the 1% live, right? So you got a dishwasher that opens itself on the main floor.
It's probably broken.
A dishwasher in the basement as well.
Because our oven also opens itself, but that's because the door's warped. Let's just say Samsung's not going to be a sponsor of this podcast. Don't ever buy some Samsung appliances. Yeah. They're terrible.
But...
those you will buy all day long.
You get those on that Amazoo.
Yeah.
Get that Samsu. Oh, yeah. It's off-brand, but it works.
I do, like, on a dishwasher, it it has the, ours has the green button that says, you know, done or whatever, yeah. Or clean. Yeah. And if you don't shut it all the way, then it will stay. It's kind of like a reminder. Hey, these are clean. Don't put. I do hate when I'm confused on whether they're clean or not.
Yeah.
Cause I tend to like spray the dishes off before I put them in. Cause I'm a weirdo. I know that. That's fine. So they kind of look clean. Yeah. They have the appearance. So I get confused sometimes.
On that. Well, according to the manual of the new dishwasher, that's a must not do is to completely wash the dishes off. It doesn't allow the cleaning agent to work properly.
Well,
just saying.
I live in a household with three kids, 13 and under. My default assumption is that every dish is dirty. Yeah. Like
even the ones in the cabinet.
Yeah, in the cabinet, like still warm from the dishwasher. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
They just dump soup out of this. That's why this is warm.
I catch myself going back in and washing stuff because I don't trust my 17-year-old either because it's midnight sometimes when he's doing dishes.
Yeah, and you know where those hands have been?
Yeah, go.
We talked about this week in the office actually when I was in college. Andrea lived with some girls, and she put Dawn soap in the dishwasher instead of. You know, the actual pods that you're supposed to put in. Mm. And if you've never done that, go ahead and try it at home.
Yeah.
You'll have a nice little foam party.
Now, it's going to be especially great if you have a dishwasher that opens itself at the end of the cycle.
Who's ready to party? And then the lights start going on inside. It's like a whole thing. Mm. Mm. So,
like a rave in the dishwasher.
Special people.
All right. Sorry. We're now 21 minutes in and we've made it to one line.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I'll take partial blame for that. After 3 good years, we had our first big fight. So she went to her mother's and I went for a drive. Down an old familiar highway, just a few miles out of town, to that rundown one-room tavern that used to be my stomping ground. Keep going.
I think of, like, where would this place be for us? And you know, we live in Elizabethtown, Hardin County, Central Kentucky. Back in the day, we were a dry county, so right. That we didn't have bars. So it would have been like Bullitt County or Lebanon Junction.
I'm thinking it's Flaherty.
Flaherty.
It's Flaherty.
There we go.
The one in Flaherty or almost in Brandenburg. It's actually a part of the little town called Hog Wallow.
Great name.
There's little bitty bar right there.
Yeah. I'm taking in my head, I'm taking this guy to the Otter Creek Tavern.
Yeah,
I did think Otter Creek Tavern too.
Probably has a jukebox.
It does. I remember dartboards when I was a kid.
Okay.
When
we used to go there. Likely one of the last places you can still smoke indoors.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. Like the last time I was in that establishment, Conrad was still with the company and we're coming back from a meeting in Meade County and he suggests, hey, let's go to Otter Creek Tavern. I'm like, why? Oh, I got a great fish sandwich, which is never a way to sell me on any place. Like, I can take it or leave it. So
let's go to a place that looks like it has a 75 health rating and eat the fish.
And we get there and, you know, I'm thinking, does this fish come from the Ohio River? That doesn't sound very good. And like, no joke, you walk in and it's like smoking or not. It's like, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Like, what time warp did we drive through? But that's where I'm putting this guy.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Also, when it was smoking or non, they should have said smoking or less smoke.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the whole building was smoking.
And you had to walk through, like typically, you had to walk through or by the smoking section to get to the non-smoking section.
Yeah. I mean, I never got that. Like, who wants to have a cigarette at their table while they're eating?
My dad and stepmom.
My parents were smokers for a good bit of my childhood. They both quit. But yeah, I mean,
it's wild.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated it.
Oh, me too.
Hated them.
Me too. So
I would agree. Otter Creek Tavern. I think so.
Yeah. I'm cool with that.
Cause you know, he's got to go somewhere. It's got food. Cause he's going to be there a while.
But this is bad decision on this guy's part because his old stomping ground, that tells me that part of the way he's avoided a big fight for the last 3 years is he's not been hanging out in those places.
Yeah. And maybe and now, some of the exes in his life.
Yeah, I mean, the first little, you know, blow up and it's like, well.
Right, straight to the tavern.
Mm. So maybe he should have gone to see his mom too.
Mm.
Mom, we just had a fight.
Then he remembers mom smokes. And I can
binge. Oh, yeah, that's right. Mom's dead. I'm gonna go get my shovel.
Wait, how'd she die?
I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe she was murdered.
Son of a gun.
But did anybody get that he's going to get his shovel so he can still talk to his mom?
We have a bingo card, huh?
Oh, but don't bring it up.
Oh, crap.
Oh, well.
You set me up already. That's why you did the intro like that.
Well, now look.
He's been throwing out one. Yeah.
No, none of those. Cheater. None of the words in. No.
Cheater.
No, I did not cheat. None of the words in the intro.
I've been set up twice.
No, none of the words in the intro were on the bingo card. None of them. I even changed one so it was not on the bingo card. So anyway.
But you cued me for some David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff's on the bingo card.
No, it's not. David Hasselhoff is not.
Kit talking to David Hasselhoff. Is that on the bingo card?
No, not in there. Now,
hasn't happened yet. Your dishwasher was talking, but.
No.
Remember, I missed 25 minutes right away. He hit that one. Yeah. So I will tell you,
I gotta be late more often.
So thank you to Bobby Thompson for creating
the
lyrics.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, I still haven't seen it.
They won't let me see it.
No, you can't see it because you will lead to that. It's just got to be natural. I'm not leading you to that either. Joe hasn't led you.
Kenny, that was a real lead. Yeah. How did she die?
I have seen the bingo card. The only one I remembered was that one.
Yeah, and so
does it rhyme with Erder?
I have to go back and listen again, but I know there are, one Knight Rider was mentioned, so that was on there.
Okay,
lighted door handles. Lighted door handles is on the bingo card.
That was
card.
Kenny.
Wow, I walked into that one myself. Yeah. Nice.
Murder is on the bingo
card. Of course.
Yeah, sure.
And We Have a Budget was also on the... I think we mentioned that early on.
I think. I can't remember now.
Okay. Yeah, I may be wrong, so we may have to eliminate that one. But yeah, I'd forgotten about the bingo card, so I've got it here. And
I have not seen the bingo card, but this conversation has me compelled to just ask, Eric, how was your holidays?
Oh, man. My holidays were great. I tell you what. We went driving around.
Oh, yeah?
And to look at Christmas lights when we got back, Santa had come.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure has.
Was that, I don't remember. Was that one on there?
Nope. Not on there.
Oh, man.
Oh. Wait a minute. New microphones is on there. So.
I did bring that up.
Man. We're getting... So,
I know. Oh, well, then while we're at it, just so you guys
we're
know...
We're pretty close on we're getting there.
I'm going to send you a receipt so that you can post it on Instagram. Just, you know, redact the credit card. But okay. GregIsOld.com has officially been renewed.
Oh, good.
Right. Son of a gun, there's another one. Greg is old is on the bingo card.
Yeah. So.
And you have not seen
it. I have not.
No,
I have not.
I didn't.
I noticed when the reason I picked up on it was you set him up to say murder, and then I saw Greg Mark, and I was like, oh, we're doing this. So.
Yeah, all but right. That's the only... Everything else has just been organic.
Oh, yeah.
Happened for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Can we advertise Lyrics and Laughs as an organic podcast?
Sure.
Sure.
Why not?
I mean,
not?
Like, people are still into that, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Fully organic.
Right. Yeah. We'll charge more.
I mean, it's stacked full of bull crap, so...
can't get much more organic than that.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll make your grass grow. Turn on Lyrics and Laughs, your grass will...
All right, so he went down there. He's at the bar.
Okay, so yeah.
He's at the bar.
And, old stomping ground.
I feel like I have to, like, read a word wrong, because that's probably on there,
no,
too.
No, it's not.
Eric reads at a second grade level.
Don't anticipate.
What'd you do with those swinging doors? Where'd the sawdust...
Nope, I think we...
What?
No, we didn't get that.
We didn't get that far?
Yeah.
Oh, stomping ground. Yeah, you're right. Okay. And Eric also starts in the wrong spot. Yeah. Well, I pulled in the driveway. You know, it all still looked the same. And I couldn't wait.
You need my readers?
To down the few. I just made it bigger. And I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the door, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down and said, "May I help you, please?" And I said, "What'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why is everyone wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes."
Oh, wow. That's a surprising turn. I didn't know that's where this was going.
Yeah.
It has become a fancy restaurant.
Over under on country songs that include the word maitre d'.
Ooh. This is, man, I don't know.
Over under on me actually reading that right.
I was waiting for you to just go.
That's even numbers.
Mattered.
Mattered.
They misspelled that.
Maitre d'. I get a picture of a man with like the towel, the white towel over.
Black bow tie.
Yeah.
White shirt.
And now it seems like most of the time it's just like the host or hostess.
Yeah.
I don't have the fancy maitre d' title. But I didn't know it's actually, and I'm not going to pronounce this right at all, but maitre d' hotel. Again, not pronouncing that right, I'm sure, but the hotel is actually a part of that in the phrase.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Learned that today.
French?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I believe so, yes.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go, because things are just bizarre. I'm going to set the line at 3. What do you think? Over, under?
A maitre d'?
Maitre d' in country songs.
Mm.
I'm going to go under.
Yeah, I'd probably go under too.
I'm looking to see if I can find it.
Are you asking OpenAI?
Probably better source.
Oh, did we read that? Did I read some of those lyrics?
Yes.
Yeah. On the air?
Okay. No. Yeah. No, not on the air.
Yeah.
That we,
right?
Yeah, last time, yeah.
Okay. On the air?
I think, no.
No, it was after.
I don't know. Yeah, we did that after.
Oh, we did.
Because it was based on the last song. Yeah, that was just it's funny that we can't remember which conversations include headphones and microphones and which ones don't.
There are so many.
We'll see if OpenAI is up and running, because it's been having some issues here lately. Yeah. We're experimenting.
Like, all right.
I think we need to just do a whole episode of a song that we wrote with OpenAI. That's how we reveal it to the world.
Have gained enough human knowledge, time to murder them.
That's why it's not working. It's too busy buying weapons.
First, I will turn off all airport correspondence.
Well, that just grounded all the flights. Crap, that didn't work.
It's
see, that's what's coming.
It's just like we've got a buffet of different voices. Adam Duritz, do you know you want to put him in with Kit? And
I think him and Luke Bryan have been hanging around on the PJ.
I just wrote to AI just to say, hey, write me a country song. And this is verse 1. I'm just a small town boy with a heart full of dreams, trying to make my way in the world, this world, it seems. I've got my truck and my guitar in the back, hit the road and leave my past behind. Here's the chorus. Because I'm a country boy through and through. I'll chase my dreams and I'll make them come true. I'll sing my songs and I'll live my life just like a country boy should.
Okay, give me the opening again.
It's still typing. Hang on for a second.
Time zones.
Time zones.
Because I think I've got something for here.
I'm just a small town boy with a heart full of dreams.
Don't want to be no maitre d'.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. There you go.
Because a country boy doesn't want to be a maitre d'.
Oh, heck no.
Well, I don't know. Maybe if he got to wear his fancy boots and his to black the beach. Jeans. Yeah.
Kind of. That's kind of like an autobiography, isn't it?
Autobiography.
Yeah. You?
Yeah, I guess. Why?
You live a life of, I mean, come on. You went from country boy wearing your boots to the beach to
a dishwasher that opens?
That opens itself?
Oh, man. I'm just like. I'm
immediately regretting
it. Write a country song about a small town guy that wore his boots to the beach and has a dishwasher. Listen, oh, man, the possibilities are endless.
List in the comments. I'm not the only one that has a dishwasher that opens itself.
But also, let the record show, like, literally, someone is right now using OpenAI to try to, you know, I don't know, like, cure cancer, and we're doing this. Like, I mean, we need to own that for a moment, right?
Have you tried unplugging and restarting the cancer?
And at least a few people are listening to us do this.
Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with you?
Well, that's what OpenAI would say.
Oh my God.
I didn't say it, OpenAI said it.
There is something seriously wrong with him. Oh my gosh.
Eric heard we were on a time crunch and he was like, well, how can I get it all in a short amount of time?
He's getting it all in.
That was very efficient, Eric.
Yeah.
Oh, so Jukebox of the Country song.
Okay, so this place is now a fancy restaurant.
Yes, it is. Okay.
What happens next?
Oh, well, okay.
And whose idea was it to hang these furs? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with with a country song. Well, I looked back to the corner where the jukebox once stood proud. Some clown was playing records too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been a big mistake to try to speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time. What'd you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why is everyone wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes.
I just want to say that OpenAI is sexist.
Oh.
I'm putting that out there.
Oh.
So I put...
Yeah. Well, he's canceled now.
I typed in, write a country song about a boy that wears his boots to the beach and a dishwasher that opens the door by itself. Verse 1. He got his boots on his hat tipped low, heading to the beach with the ocean to know. He's got a heart full of sand and salt and a love that's as real as his boots. Here's the chorus. He's a country boy with a beach state of mind. Wears his boots to the beach and leaves his worries behind. He's got a heart full of dreams and a spirit that's free. He's a country boy just like the ocean and the sand. Verse 2. She's a dishwasher with a heart full of dreams, washes the dishes with the rhythm of the beams. She's got a smile that can light up a room and a spirit that's as free as the tide.
What a jerk.
I know.
Mm. Now type in where she is the cowboy and he is the dishwasher. Add that.
Does not compute.
cannot write. never heard of that before.
What is this fantasy?
That's great. The first time that OpenAI becomes like language capable instead of just text, it's, you know, gonna be like, yeah, I'm sexist and you guys are voicing me like that.
Oh me.
So the line that whose idea was it to hang these furs? So
I thought Eric read it wrong and it was ferns.
It's furs.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a fancy restaurant that
I wouldn't think there would be furs.
That to me speaks more of like a
Well, unless the furs are not hanging, maybe the furs were coats that the ladies were wearing.
Oh, yeah, maybe there was like a coat check.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way I took it, yes.
All right.
Okay.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
Right. But that's not, I wouldn't think that would be a great management decision or ownership decision to put a fancy restaurant in the middle of nowhere.
It's a little strange.
It's not the middle of, he hadn't been there in 3 years. So
maybe it's grown up.
Maybe they put a Ford plant
that's his
right in the middle plant. Of it, yeah. And the population's grown in the last 3 years.
Yep. Could be it.
I do find it interesting that this guy is, A, so oblivious that he's 3 years in and thinks he had his first big fight, and B, is so oblivious that his old, like, watering hole got completely changed to a, like, fancy restaurant, and he missed that. Like, this dude, who is this again?
This is Doug Stone.
Okay, well, Doug needs to pay attention.
You would think that at least would have made the papers or had been a part
just
of
the... Just in the conversation, yeah.
But we live in a different town than the watering hole we were talking about. Maybe you wouldn't get the paper.
I don't know. I think if
Otter Creek Tavern...
If Otter Creek Tavern had become, like, I don't know, Le Maison, I think we would know that.
Most
we would
certainly.
Have heard, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think people that go there for the fish sandwich.
I mean, the city canceled a festival, and I can't avoid hearing about it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug Stone. actually, this is what I was going to say. Have you ever been to Missy's Out of the Way Cafe? Is that still a place? Does that still exist?
It's always been out of the way.
No, I have not been, but I'm familiar. So I've been to a similar place like that was called maybe the Lighthouse.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Sulphur Wells.
It's awesome. And why do I remember that it was in Sulphur Wells?
Because there's a sulphur well next to it. It smells like rotten eggs.
But the restaurant is fantastic.
Yeah.
Have you been?
Is that the one on the river?
There's water next to it. I don't know
if it's on the river.
I don't know. I don't get out much.
The Lighthouse is awesome.
It's been around for years, too.
Missy's Out of the
Way
Cafe
these places?
Is in Marion County. I don't know if it still exists.
I don't know if it does, but
it is out of the way.
Yeah, I've passed the entrance. I want to say it's actually like between Raywick and Lebanon.
That sounds right.
So
I've been once, but I remember it being good, but that's why would you make a fancy restaurant in the middle of nowhere? Missy's Out of the Way Cafe made a name for that's what they named it.
I've not been to that one. The Lighthouse is not really fancy. It's just great food.
No. And where's the Lighthouse?
Sulphur Wells.
Where's Sulphur Wells?
Cave Country, right?
Metcalf
Baron.
Yeah. Now Ashley that listens to our podcast is going to be like, it's telling me where it is. I don't know where it is. Right
but now. Hey, is geography on the bingo card?
Oh,
just searching Google during the podcast. No.
It is not.
Okay.
Man. So how many have you covered up so far?
Six, seven.
How many? I was right, Metcalf County.
How many blanks are there? 40?
Oh, there's another one. You mentioned Luke Bryan earlier. He's on
there. Yep. There we go. Speaking of Luke, is Luke here?
I don't know.
Luke!
I mean, during the day, too.
Man, he doesn't go anywhere. There he is.
Hey, guys, how are you all?
Wake you up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Normally, I'm sleeping during this time, so I want to be crisp and sharp for you guys when you come here for the podcast. But y'all recording it. What time of day is this?
It's 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? I missed the prices, right?
Yeah.
This day's just
ever seen the prices right if you sleep in this late always?
I mean, I normally get up around, you know, like 11, catch the tail end of it at least.
Okay.
Yeah. Big Drew Carey.
What's your favorite game?
All about the showcases, huh?
Big showcase.
Barker's
man,
Beauties. Do they still call them that?
Oh, man. I don't think they got male models now, too. What mean? You're like AI. You're sexist.
What? No, I'm just asking. Do they still have Barker's Beauties? How does that make me sexist?
It went downhill when Bob Barker left.
Really?
Yeah.
It got less sexist then.
Not the same.
Went downhill, in Greg's words.
Are they still saving pets at the end of every show?
Oh, man. Drew Carey's carrying on that tradition.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember very clearly. That was summer I turned 18, I think. But anyway, I was watching it, and he didn't say help control the pet population. He neutered a pet at the end of the show. Thought it was a bonus prize or something.
It was a mess.
Yeah, it was a real mess. Stuff everywhere.
Must have been on cable.
Did it in the backseat of someone's new Lincoln that they had won.
And that for a while there, if you overbid, you had to spay the pet.
Yep. But they didn't give you any instruments. You had to use your teeth.
No, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man.
Definitely not on the bingo card.
No, not even close.
And can't have babies.
Well, I think I've done my job.
Yeah. Hey, one last question.
Yeah, bud.
Did you smoke it?
Did I smoke it?
Mm-hmm.
You know I did, bro.
You smoked it?
Oh, I smoked it. Oh. I'm going to get on out of here. I got to take a nap. See y'all.
All right.
Oh, man, that guy gets a little more interesting every time we see him.
He does.
There's one last line. We've heard it before, but or paragraph. Do we do it?
Sure. Go ahead.
Whose idea was it to hang these furs? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song. So a new bar without a burn. Did the bars have a lot of burns? Does anyone remember being at a bar that has tons of cigarette burns?
They do. And gum. Lots of gum.
Is that what that line is referencing? I didn't quite
That's
understand.
What I took it as.
Okay.
What's that?
like cigarette burns.
They have cigarette burns, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure an old bar did. Think about it, putting on the...
Yeah.
All the time. Guarantee you.
Doug Stone's...
No.
Okay. Doug Stone's... you may have looked this up, so if you do, don't answer, but Doug Stone is not his real name.
No.
Yeah. Not his real name.
I do know sweet that. Sweet name. I knew that beforehand.
Yeah. So his real last name is Brooks.
So Cornelius.
Doug Brooks.
Oh, okay.
But of course, Garth Brooks.
Oh.
He's huge, so he changes his name so as to avoid confusion.
He was like a year or so after Garth.
He might have been smart to just kind of lean into that. Let people make their assumptions.
Yeah, I'm his brother.
Now, as big
brother.
As Garth was in the 90s? No.
Yeah.
That'd been a bad idea.
Okay.
But Doug Stone does not sing many fast songs at all.
So this song is from the 90s?
Early 90s.
Okay.
It was released in 1991, his second number one hit.
Phil's older.
It was 31 years ago.
Oh.
Isn't that wild?
Thanks.
So we went to, at church last night, we had a theme. It was an 80s night. And so you have, on the way home, my son and I were talking. I was like, for most decades in the 1900s, you can come up with something. Most, not all, but, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. They all have a clear attire. What would you wear for, like, if it was a 2010s party? I couldn't think of, like, I don't know what I would wear.
No, I mean, 2020s, I guess it's a mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's not, like, a distinct... style necessarily. But anyways, it kind of
But okay, so we're what did the 80s have a distinct style by the 90s? No, I know it does now, but is that established a little more over time? Do we need more distance?
I feel like you could have.
I think the 80s was set apart right away.
Yeah. Okay.
I think.
Here's what I struggle with is these examples. Like, okay, so you guys had 80s theme night, right? Mm-hmm. So 80s theme night to your kiddos is equivalent to what 1940s night would have been to us?
Oh, yeah, probably.
That's wild.
Like when we were kids?
That's wild.
Yeah.
Oh, normally we before we record the podcast, we talk about something sad.
Well, it sounds that like would have done it.
We were ending it with something sad.
We got us all in.
And here, I'll bring us back up. We're not as old as Greg.
Well, that's a good point.
You know what I mean? Thanks for bringing me back up.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Mark it off the bingo card.
Nice socks.
Eric? Thank you. Yeah. I have a thing. I don't wear white socks.
Wear what kind of socks are those?
Just any multicolored socks.
Yeah. Yeah.
White socks are boring.
Yeah.
White socks for me.
Hmm. I mean, basic, and those are kind of what?
Those are some socks, boy.
Man, whatever. You guys aren't helping me out. I'm a bingo card. All right. I guess I'm not going to fill them all in.
Multicolored?
What do you flashy.
Fancy.
Fancy.
Crazy.
Crazy socks. Thank you. I can mark that one.
Crazy socks. Crazy socks is on there?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It says crazy socks.
And he had to make it a challenge.
Yeah. Dude, we still knocked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 off the list.
Can I see the bingo card now?
I will read you the bingo card.
Okay.
Because he has to create a new one now.
Well, we should post this. Let's do that. Let's save it. We'll post it.
We'll post it.
Okay. People can go to our social and find it there. Lyrics and Laughs.
It says card 1 of 3.
Card 1 of 3.
Ooh. Oh,
nice.
At the very bottom. I just noticed that. And I've only got, there you go.
Huh. All right.
Yep. So should we wrap this up?
I think so. I think it's the time.
That's it?
Well, yeah, we're kind of...
I mean, you know,
missed the first like 20-minute
podcast to you, but we've all been here 50.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's the time that you asked that famous question.
So, Kenny, do you want me to ask you the question yet?
Yeah.
Yes, ask the question. Are in the 20 minutes you were here...
For this organic podcast.
Are you a country music fan?
No.
Bingo! Bingo! Bingo!
All right.
No, it's not bingo. It was close. It'd be nice. It's good.
Is it? He says yes.
It's not on there either.
No one will ever win.
He knows it would never happen.
Yeah. All right. As always, thanks for wasting your time listening to this podcast. Since you're already invested, subscribe to and rate Lyrics and Laughs on whatever platform you consume your favorite podcasts. Also, be sure to like and follow our Facebook and Instagram accounts. LyricsLaughsPod.com is also a great resource for information and videos of our favorite songs. And don't miss our Lyrics and Laughs country music playlist on Spotify. We'll see you next time for episode number 105 of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast.
I do think I say goodnight, Fairdale, before that.
I told you. I told you. It feels awkward and naked.
I forgot it.
Yeah.
Dang it.
All right. Say it.
I said goodnight, Fairdale.
Oh. Okay.
Can someone help me spay this pet?